And I'm not out of music yet. Not out of booze. So we'll continue on with the guy that was probably the first guy to record harmonica distorted. Snooky Pryor was the one that first recorded harmonica played harmonica through an amplifier. But Little Walter was the first to record distorted guitar because he was drunk, as usual. Came in the studio and just grabbed a vocal mic, which is different than you would use for recording a harmonica, and started blowing through it, and it was all distorted, and somebody started telling him, no, you got the wrong, and somebody else said, no, just let him do it, let's record this, and that's where distorted blues harmonica came from. Little Walter, Moonshine Blues. And of course, I introduced Little Walter's harmonica playing, and I forgot he's not playing harmonica on this one. You're in Duck's House, live. Duck's House, live. Pull up a chair, set a spell.
Time. because now I drank so much hooch. Well, I'm bound to lose my mind. I'm so glad. Good whiskey sure is here. When I drink some doggone good beer. I'm so glad. Good whiskey has come back to me. Good whiskey has come back to me. Brought me good things. Well, now from where we cross the sea. You is just as welcome. Good whiskey now to fly with you and me. Yeah, just a welcome, good whiskey. Now to fly with you and me. Well, since you have come back to me, ooh, well, now, hope you have come back to stay.
I can't live it. down my liquor, got to have the booze to kill these blues.
Are you ready, quartet? All right, let's go.
Drink to me, darling, not with thine eyes, but with past blue ribbon tears. 'Cause if you toast me with past blue ribbon, I'll know that your love's sincere.
The beer that is splendid is the beer that is blended from 33 fine brews. And if you serve me sparkling clear, perhaps your love, dear, I can't refuse.
You can serve it with cold cuts, it's sure to please. Serve it with a dab of tasty nippy cheese. Never smooth refreshing, it has no sorrow. And anywhere they have the tears will follow it.
I'd run a million laps for a bottle of Pabst Blue Ribbon. Singing commercials are very beautiful and all, but they don't pack enough wallop, you know. Besides, what would become of me if I didn't have this to say? Yes, it's the blending of those 33 fine brews that gives Pabst Blue Ribbon always the same light, mellow taste. The same clear, appetizing color. The same real beer flavor from barrel to barrel, from bottle to bottle, from year to year. Remember, there's just one and only one blended Pabst Blue Ribbon.
33 fine brews blended into one great beer.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, with Ralph Edwards' permission, I'm going to play Truth or Consequences with the audience here in the studio. Would you like that, folks? Okay. All right, now, here is the question. How many empty Pabst Blue Ribbon bottles have you returned to your dealer during the past week? How many?
All right.
Even though you've told the truth, you'll have to pay the consequences. And that goes for everybody listening in. Tomorrow morning, right after breakfast, take a bushel basket or a paper bag, go out into your pantry and down into the cellar and out in the garage, and gather up every empty Pabst Blue Ribbon bottle you can find. Now, before sunset tomorrow night, you're to return all those bottles to your dealer. Aren't we devils, dear? Now, just because you've been a mighty good sport about this, friend, your dealer is going to reward you with a handsome sum of money, the amount of the deposit on those bottles. But better than that, the chances are he'll have more Pabst Blue Ribbon in stock when you ask for it in the future. For instead of sitting around and empty in people's houses, those bottles will be back at our big Pabst plants being filled with clear, mellow, sparkling Pabst Blue Ribbon. So, folks, please pitch in tomorrow, won't you? And return those empty bottles. Remember, the more bottles, the more blended, splendid Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Well, I asked your mama, let me be her kid. She said, you might get back if you can't keep it here. Well, she looked at me and he began to smile, said, I believe by you, you for my made of wine. Now, if you just don't let my husband catch you here. If you just don't let my husband catch you here. Now, I went upstairs, packed my leaving trunk, said, I ain't seen no whiskey blue that made me drunk. No, I ain't seen no whiskey blue that made me drunk. Make it bad, nah.
You're in Duck's House, live. And we're listening to old blues tunes about alcohol. Started that set out with Little Walter, not playing his harmonica, doing Moonshine Blues. And we heard Petey Wheatstraw did More Good Whiskey Blues. And Ma Rainey from 1924. She couldn't win any beauty contests, that's for sure, but she could sure sing. She did Booze and Blues. Then we heard a rather lengthy Pabst Blue Ribbon beer commercial. We finished the set off with Sonny Boy Williamson, and Jackson's Joe Williams did Haven't Seen No Whiskey. And that is the original Sonny Boy Williamson, John Lee Williamson. We'll continue on with another one from Screamin' Jay Hawkins, Baptize Me in Wine.
Child. If you ain't got whiskey, please bring me ice cold wine. If you ain't got whiskey, please bring me ice cold wine. If you don't bring me my woman, bring me any woman you find. I've got to have whiskey and women every day. I've got to have whiskey and women every day. I believe to my soul, whiskey and women will carry me away. I've got 21 women and ain't got a lot of dime. I've got 21 women and ain't got a lot of dime. And if I don't drink whiskey, I'll be bound to lose my mind. I done called for many women till I can't call my own name. I done called for many women till I can't call my own name. I done drank so much bad whiskey that it's a low-down dirty shame.
Lucky premium beer, Lucky premium beer, so lively, yes, Lucky, cling to exciting beer flavor.
Finest ingredients, aged for flavor. That's Lucky Lager, flavor that's entertaining, enthusiastic, a very exciting beer.
Lucky beer, Lucky premium beer.
Dedicated to the bartenders. Wake up and live.
One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. Hey, Mr. Bartender, listen here. Ain't yet the trouble, have no fear. I want a scotch. Got what I want, serve me some. I want scotch, one bourbon, one scotch, one bourbon, I'll take a beer. Give me one scotch, one bourbon, one beer.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Mr. Bartender, have no fear. I ain't ever trouble, but just listen here. I want a scotch, one bourbon, one
beer. Woo!
I ain't gonna get it, so I'll just cool it. Thank you very much. My wife this morning,
she fell on her knee, and she raised her hand, saying, please, please, if you please, don't drink no more red whiskey. Don't you drink no more red whiskey. Don't you drink no more, cause it can cause you to leave your happy home. Get a bad, bad whiskey. Fell down on her knee, raised her hand to the good Lord, said, please, if you please, don't you drink no more bad whiskey, don't you drink no more bad whiskey, bad, bad whiskey, don't call me to leave my habit.
Duck's House live. We're listening to songs about alcohol, booze. Starting that set off with Screaming Jay Hawkins, Baptize Me in Wine. Then we heard Black Ace did Whiskey and Women. Then due to an error, we heard some dead air, and then the start of Whiskey and Women again. Before we heard a Lucky Bear commercial, and that wasn't my fault. The piano has been drinking, not me. After that, we heard Sonny Terry and Briony McGee did One Scotch, One Bourbon, One Beer, which is a song many people attribute to John Lee Hooker, but it was actually written by Ruby Toombs and first recorded by Amos Milburn in 1953. And then it was covered by John Lee Hooker in 1966 and by George Thorogood in 1977. After that, we heard Skip James did a cover of a Amos Milburn tune, Bad Whiskey. That was from 1964. And we finished it off with Johnny Shines and Blood Ran Like Wine.